People say less is more. At Red Barn, we think less is better. It's what you won't find that sets our natural premium pet food apart. No byproducts, no corn or soy, no fillers. Just the natural ingredients your pets need to live the healthy life they deserve. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Visit redbarninc.com/coupon to save $1 off your first can.
Hi, I'm Jaden Sterling, international best-selling author of The Alchemy of True Success. And thanks so much for tuning in to Soul to Profit Radio, bringing business to spirituality and spirituality to business. Each show, we are committed to helping you, our enlightened audience, discover your purpose, share your gifts, and monetize your message. Life is short, so let's get started. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soul to Profit Radio, where spirituality and business blend. I am Jaden Sterling, your host, and thanks so much to all my loyal listeners from around the globe and beyond. I'm so excited for the show today. I get to introduce you to a dear friend of mine who I know you're absolutely going to love. And before I introduce her, I just wanted to share that today in Canada, it is Anti-Bullying Day, also known as Pink Shirt Day. It's a day that is celebrated during the last Wednesday of February in Canada, and it originally started as a protest against a bullying incident at a Nova Scotia high school in 2008 because a male high school student wore a pink shirt on the first day of school and he was beaten up. So from a tragic event came a beautiful experience now that's repeated each year. So today, kids and adults alike wear pink as a reminder to respect each other's choices and to take a stand against bullying. Now, personally, I am not wearing a pink shirt, and it's not because I associate anything with the color. I love the color pink. It's just, you know, I have a more of a red skin tone, so I look better in blues and whites and things like that. But I do have pink on my socks because my wife loaned me her Valentine socks, and they have little pink hearts. So I am participating in the way that I can and in absolute support against bullying and support of people making their own choices in life and what works for them. And, you know, the reality is bullying just doesn't just happen in schools. In fact, it happens in the workplace and in business as well. And I spent a little time last night reflecting on, you know, the idea of bullying. And I have a theory as to why it goes on and why it happens. And I believe it's because people and adults, not necessarily children, but I think it's because people are deeply dissatisfied with their lives and they feel powerless to make changes. You know, the majority of kids who bully other kids more than likely see their parents or other adults fighting and arguing. And then, of course, there's always TV shows and movies where there's a lot of violence. And I think that if these adults working, you know, these are mostly adults like their parents or other parents that they see, they're working in jobs that they don't like. And I believe they feel powerless to make changes. And when they respond from that place of powerlessness, they create a ripple effect of fear in their children and in themselves, and they don't even know they're doing it. And that is one of the main reasons I started Soul to Profit Radio, which is to assist people in finding what brings them true soulful satisfaction, including, you know, spiritual enlightenment and financial empowerment. After all, the Latin origin of the word prosperity is pro spere, meaning for spirit. So when you live a life of prosperity, you are giving to your spirit. Prosperity and spirituality go hand in hand. The truth is, you can't have one without the other. And my very special guest today, Constance Arnold, is going to share her secrets to success and how she blends spirituality and abundance. So get ready to fall head over heels for my soul sister, Constance Arnold. But before I introduce her, I hope you have a pen and paper handy because I'm going to share with you another step for you to follow, which will help increase your productivity. Now, remember, last week I shared with you two steps. The first was to make your to-do list the night before. That way you'll start the day feeling organized, feeling in charge of what you want to accomplish during that day. And the second one was to set productivity markers for yourself, which, if you recall, a productivity marker is that thing that when you accomplish during the course of your day, you're going to feel like you really did make a difference, that you did something that you've either been putting off or procrastinating doing, or, you know, just kind of ignoring, and that little molehill became this massive mountain in your thoughts because you've neglected it and ignored that one thing or several things that you know you need to get done. And lastly, I left you with a bonus, which was how to work in power segments. Now, this week, after the amazing Constance Arnold comes on the show and shares her secrets, I am going to finish explaining power segments, which was the bonus that I left you from last week, and I'll share another valuable tip that you can implement starting today in order to increase your productivity in your life and in your business. So I have quite a show for you today. I'm super excited. And let's get started. A big shout out to all our beautiful listeners, Vonda Gussman. She's in the chat room from Germany. Hello, Vonda. And let me introduce Constance to you. Constance Arnold is an author, a spiritual success coach, speaker, and radio talk show host on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I have to, before I finish her bio here, I have to share with you, her radio show is fantastic. It's amazing. I've listened to so many of her archives. I've been fortunate enough to actually be a guest on her show, and her show is just amazing, beautiful. You have to listen to it. It's inspiring. She has a bunch of New York best-selling authors on there, New York Times best-selling authors, and they just give such pearls of wisdom that I learned from every single one of her shows. But let me finish here her introduction. She is also a contributing writer for the Huffington Post, and for the last two decades, Constance has been a leader in innovative counseling, training, and coaching techniques designed to empower people both personally and professionally. She is known for her unique delivery in the areas of self-motivation and maximizing human potential. She is a recognized authority on psychology and personal and professional development. In fact, Constance has directly impacted the lives of over 10,000 women in the state of Georgia alone. Just in that one state. She's incredible. Constance currently coaches clients globally and utilizes strategic coaching that produces permanent change. I mean, isn't that what we want, right? We want change, and we would love to have it be permanent, and Constance will help you get there. She, as I said, interviews New York Times bestsellers on her radio show weekly and has over 200 archive shows that empower and radically change the lives of people. I can personally vouch for her with that. I've listened to her archives. I have learned a tremendous amount by listening to her guests. I just can't say enough good things about that show. So Constance will share with us where we can all go to listen to that show. And she also obtained her BA from Tennessee State University and an MA from Clark Atlanta University. She is the author of Secrets of Success and is in the process of publishing her new ebook. And Constance, welcome to the show.
Jaden, it's an honor for me to be here today.
Oh, I'm so happy you're here. How are you?
I'm really great, and I want to know, why don't you have on a pink shirt?
Well, I couldn't find one in my closet. I looked and looked and looked, and I have a lot of blues. I have a couple purple. I have some whites. I got some blacks, but it's like I don't have a pink shirt. But by next year, Constance, I'm going to have a pink shirt for Pink Shirt Day.
But we forgive you because you do have on your wife's pink socks. So, you know, we forgive
I
you.
I know. I do. I've got pink hearts on my socks. I feel like I'm participating. So you wrote a book called The Secrets of Success, and I've heard you on multiple radio shows, and I've listened to you on your show. I love how you easily draw from people what it is that makes them successful, and you share that with your coaching audience as well, and I know you continue to coach people all over the globe. So will you share with my listeners a couple of those secrets that you're talking about and how they can have more success in their life?
Well, before I do that, I just want to let everyone who's listening know that I'm so grateful to be on Jaden's show. He is such a gift of God. I feel that he's a servant. He's a big giver, and I think that he really gives from a pure heart, a pure place of really not wanting anything back from you, but really just he has been positioned by God to be able to share and give you life-changing information. And Jaden, I'm just so grateful to be here today. I had to say that first of all.
Oh, you're so kind. Thank
it's
you.
It's nothing
very
but
much.
The truth. Well, you know, my book, Secrets of Success, Jaden, comes out of my 25 years. I can't believe when I say that, 25 years worth of working with probably 100,000 clients. And that includes personally and professionally. And what I found out, Jane, like myself, I was crying out to God and saying, God, my life isn't working. Show me what I need to do. So in my book, it's three parts. I deal with identifying issues, ways of thinking, ways of being, and behavior patterns in your life that have been holding you back, hindering, stopping, impeding you from living the abundant and prosperous life that you desire. And then in the next session, I talk about how to identify those limiting beliefs and obstacles that have been holding you back, and then formulate plans to move you forward. And then the third section is exclusively dedicated to moving you from where you are to where you want to be. That includes goal setting, visualization, et cetera. Those are the things that I use personally in my own life, Jaden, in my own struggles to move me from the place where I was many, many years ago to where I am now.
Wow, and congratulations, because you have an incredible story, and you really are living your purpose and able to bless so many people.
Well, thank you. I am living my story. I grew up very poor, you know, financially, and my father only went to the seventh grade. But Jane, there was something in him that was so brilliant. Looking back on it, he was really probably a genius. And he poured something very deep into my spirit as a little girl, because growing up African American, we were taught you got to get an education. And that's why by the time I was 21, I had a master's degree, but there was something missing. But my father, the gem that my father put in me, Jaden, was you can do it. You were created for greatness. He used to call me his little princess, and I certainly did not understand the power of words then and how words are creative. And so from that place, in my 20s, I cried out and said, God, something is missing. I mean, I loved God. I went to church. But what I realized was that I was religious and not spiritual. And so I had to come to learn about the presence and the power of God, but also the universal practices and principles that I had ignored that were really holding me back. And so it was in my own struggle, Jaden. It was in my own desire to saying, I know that there's more. I know that I should be living a purposeful and a powerful life, and God, show me how to do that.
You know, when as you were talking, I was just I was just feeling deep inside the power of your words and the power of you identifying within your struggle, getting something from that and turning it around to create the magnificent life that you have. So hats off to you. That's not an easy journey. What was the one thing, or was there one thing that you can point to where you just say, you know, when I did this, I then was able to change my life? Was there one thing, or was it a few things that you had to do?
Well, I think when I identified, when I made a decision, okay, I'm looking at the behavior patterns, and you can always tell what's happening in your life by what's showing up. So, Jaden, in my life, what was showing up was no money. If I had money, I spent it very quickly. No man, you know, Eminem, no man and no money, okay. No man, no money, or not the right man. Low self-esteem, and I didn't realize at that time you never choose any higher than how you see yourself. I was thinking negative. I didn't understand that I had become immersed in my own way, in the atmosphere of my own thinking, and I was talking very negatively. I didn't understand that I was creating my life with my words. And so I think that the turnaround point for me, I know that the turnaround point for me was when I put myself in a support group. It was a group called Spirituality and Healing. And so it was in that group that I began to evolve, that I began to read other books, that I began to identify all of these issues in my life personally. Because looking at me from the outside, Jaden, you would have thought that I had it going on. But on the inside, I was extremely insecure. I was very intimidated by people who were smarter than me, that were looked better than me. I was very performance-based, and my self-worth was very low. I came from a place of performance. But after being in that support group, and what I want to say to your listeners is sometimes, Jaden, just like you said, it's that one small thing, that one small baby step, as I call it, that leads you to big, bold, awesome, broad steps in your life that create your dreams. And so that was the one thing that turned my life around.
I love that. And so you realize within yourself, you know, my life may look great from the outside, but inside there's work to be done. Is that what you found?
That's exactly. If you saw me, I was articulate. I was making money. I was good looking. People saw me, wow, she has it going on. But on the inside, I felt very inadequate. I felt very insecure. My self-worth was based on how I looked, and there was so much emphasis and and my performance. I mean, being an African-American woman, I felt pressure. I was the first person in my community to ever go to college and get a master's degree. So there was pressure for me to perform. But on the inside, I'm like, I'm not really feeling great about myself. So that was a great season for me to really, love myself, accept myself, identify what my gifts and talents were, and then from that place of knowing God loved me deeply and loving myself deeply, and that was a process, I began to change.
Yeah, that's powerful, and what you said early on really resonated with me, that you were religious but not spiritual, and oftentimes it takes more to really look inside of ourselves to become spiritual, because we're wired that way. We have a mind, a body, and a spirit, and all when they're all in alignment, I believe that they lead us to experience a tremendous life of success, and we can choose our experiences. Do you agree with that?
You know, I agree with that, and you know, as an African American, you know, church is just ingrained in that whole culture. So I grew up in church, and I personally think that God has gotten a bad rep. I think there's a big difference between religion and God and your relationship with God and our spirit. But I've always loved God. But I said, God, something is not right here. I mean, something, what's going on in my life and what's going on in the lives of my clients? And so jaded. I was hungry and thirsty for the things of the spirit. I read all of the time. I began to pray and meditate, and I can say to you that from that place of spirit, and for people who say, well, you know, it's just religious and whatever, and you're so right, Jane, it's body, mind, and spirit, and so I began to, from that place of the spirit, just get little clues about different things. Constance, watch the words of your mouth. Your words are creative. And then I would go and look in Hebrews, and it says you frame your world with your words. So it was little inklings like that. And I realized that when you're really immersed in the spirit, that is freedom, that is not bondage, that God is always wants to bring your good to you, that God and good are synonymous. And so that's how I live my life every day, Jane, from the spirit. I've gotten $100,000, $200,000 ideas from what? Just quiet, being still in the spirit. And then I'll get a little hunch that says, write a proposal about this. And so the spirit is where it's at.
Yes, I like that. And I like that you said God brings us our good.
Right. You know, God is trying to get your good to you. I think it was Ernest Holmes that said, your good is waiting for you. Your good cannot be taken from you. Wherever you are, your good will find you. But I just had to align my thinking and my believing with the fact that God was trying to get good to me. In the Bible, it says goodness and mercy follows you every day. Mm-hmm. How many of you are even cognizant and aware of the fact that at this moment, goodness and mercy is following you, is chasing you down, is wanting to impact in your life, is wanting to abound in your consciousness? And so I had to shift my thinking and really, Jane, just realign or align myself back up with what God and good had for me.
Yes, and I'll share with our listeners, too, that you read a book a week.
I read...
That's big.
I read a book a week and sometimes two books a week. I am thirsty for revelation, you know, and I tell people, you can listen to anybody, but I want to make it revelation. I want it to be real in my own life. I don't spend a lot of time looking at television. I love to have fun. I love traveling. I have great friends. I have great family. But I think that was the price that I paid, and I read a book a week to change my inside. Because it is an inside job, because your outside is a direct replica of what's really going on the inside.
Yeah, that's when we can really move to a place of thriving in our lives. Because like you say, if you know, you before were someone who on the outside looked like you had it all together, but on the inside you felt the insecurity. And that I have learned working with lots of clients over the years is that is not a sustainable path for success, because eventually you end up either self-sabotaging or, you know, something is created from your internal environment that strips away that the external piece of us. And then we have to get real. We have to be someone who then knows who we are, what we're here to do on a larger scale, and then build something from that. Would you say that was part of your process?
That was definitely part of my process. And for me, it was like, Jane, a tree, if you can just visualize this in your mind, where the roots have really gone deep and spread out. And so that when the storms of life and the changes of life come, you're so grounded in your spirit that you're not shaken or moved by those storms. Every week when I'm reading or when I'm meditating or when I'm visualizing or when I'm speaking or living my life from the end, what am I doing? I'm taking my roots deep. I'm going inside so that no matter what my external circumstances might be, I can really turn away from those, because on the inside, I have such a clarity about who I am and what I know is already present in my life, even though I may not see it externally, even though I may not be able to experience it with my five senses. There is a deep knowing on the inside that this is who I am and this is what I have right now.
Yeah, I really like that, because you have built at that point an unshakable foundation. So regardless of what is showing up in your experience, whether it's exactly what you want or less than, you still know that you're rooted in your purpose, you're rooted in your mission, and nothing is going to stop you. So what took you from being, I guess, what I'll call a seeker to being someone who is actually in alignment with your purpose and is then making money doing what you love to do?
I would say that it was progressive, that when I aligned my life and my thinking and my belief and my self-worth into, hey, I'm worthy, that this is why I was put here on earth. And number one, I became clear about my purpose, which was I am here to coach, teach, and train people through radio or television, individual coaching, or seminars. That's why I'm here for this season in my life. And I think secondly, it was a matter of worthiness. I think that's a key thing, that I am worthy to receive an exchange of money for my goods and or services. And so I began taking small steps, Jaden. I began speaking, 20 years ago, just pro bono. A funny story I have, I went to speak at this church, and I remember I didn't have any gas money, but I said, I'm going to go because I know they're going to give me an honorarium. So when I got to speaking, I mean, I gave an A1 performance, Jaden. Mm-hmm. And when I finished speaking, the little guy came up and said, Miss Arnold, we don't have an honorarium for you, but we have a pound cake. I'm like, a pound cake? I need some money, honey. And but the funny part of that was God got me back home. I don't know if I made it on fumes or not, but I began just right where I was. I began volunteering. I began sharing my gift. I would speak to two or three people like I was speaking to 2,000. I would prepare myself like I was speaking to 2,000. I began to just give. I remember, and so that began to open doors for me. So I tell people, just begin where you are giving. And then what happened was, because people heard me speak, they started paying me. I'm like, aha, this is my gift. This is my talent. And I remember the first major contract that I received was for $100,000. I had never seen $100,000, heard of $100,000, et cetera. But I remember the Spirit said to me, Constance, never money, mission and ministry. I'm like, what does that mean? And for me, that meant never seek the money, always serve, give above and beyond, and money will follow you. So I began very small. I began serving people with the spirit of excellence, always giving more than what I was paid for. And also, I began from a place of I am worthy to receive an exchange of money for my goods and or services.
Constance, I just love that. That is so powerful. And it's a fantastic reminder to our listeners that, regardless of what's showing up right now, just continue to give and to serve. And like you say, mission and ministry, and that the money will follow. That is my belief. That is what when I have all of my guests are just amazing on this show. I'm so blessed that way to create these wonderful relationships and connections. And everyone has said the same thing. There is not one person who has said anything to the contrary. And I look back on my own life and I remember, and it's almost counterintuitive, but every time that I've made a lot of money, I have never, ever once thought or focused on the money.
Well, and for listeners out there, Jaden, if you are struggling, start giving. You know, I always ask people, what do you have in your hand? What can you do? What skills, abilities, or talents do you have? Start volunteering. If you're lonely, start smiling. Start giving love. Because I think, Jane, I don't know what it is, and you can help me with this, but when you're giving from a place of love, love is the most powerful vibration and force in this world. I think that foundationally that is the place where you are creating more to come back to you. Einstein says it's the boomerang effect, that whatever you give is going to come back to you. It's just like you're writing a check to yourself. And so I would encourage people listening today, start where you are, just like I did. I didn't have money to go and speak at this church, but but in my mind, I knew that I would speak before thousands. And the first time I stood in front of 10,000 people to speak, Jaden, I had already seen that in my mind 1,000 times. I would encourage you to hold firmly with as much passion, with as much vividness and color and clarity, you know, the purpose that you feel that God has put you on earth to do, and even though it may not be manifested on your physical plane right now, just like I did, hold that picture firmly in your mind, and eventually and inevitably you will be living that reality.
I believe wholeheartedly in what you're saying, because like anything, everything first starts with a thought or an idea, and particularly a vision, which, you know, we haven't even said that we are speaking together on the Law of Attraction Radio Network Wealth Creation Cruise this
right,
which leaves
right?
from Boston June 4th. And you know, Constance, I use the technique of exactly what you said. I use the Law of Attraction technique of to manifest one of seven speakers on cruise, because I'm not on Law of Attraction Radio, but Jules is so fantastic. She was certainly open to, you know, to having me on the cruise. And early in the year, you know, it was during the book launch, so I was really busy, but I had time to, I put one picture on my vision board, and it was a picture of a cruise ship, because I knew I wanted to manifest being a speaker on a cruise.
I did not know that.
Yes. So
oh, my. And I was very vocal about you being, vocal might not be strong enough of a word, Jaden, but I was very vocal in saying you've got to have Jaden Sterling on the cruise.
Well, thank you.
And I had no idea that that you had a picture of a cruise ship. And that's just an example for our listeners of the power
Absolutely.
Of vision. I don't care if you're poor, if you're African-American, if you're Latino. I don't care if you're living in the slums right now. If you consistently hold a picture and a vision of what you desire for your life, it will come to pass.
It absolutely will, and it just reminds me, I've got to finish my vision board. I just had one thing. It was the picture of the cruise ship, and now that I manifested that, it's like, all right, I've got to finish that.
Wow, that's amazing. Wow, exciting.
Well,
and I think that's why I said at the beginning of the show, Jane, you are Exhibit A, just an awesome demonstration of a person who is giving and serving and sharing from a pure place, and it comes back to you 100 times, I'm sure, in business deals, financially. It's just a powerful place from which to live your life.
Well, thank you, Constance, and you do the same as well. And like I said, you're welcome, and I love how you take compliments so beautifully. You just say thank you. That's so great.
I receive compliments very well. I receive gifts very well. Anything my friends will tell you, I expect to receive. I am a giver, so every day I wake up and I give. I went to Starbucks this morning and I gave smiles and whatever, but I expect today somebody's going to give me something. Something will manifest in my life. The Bible talks about when you cast your bread on the water, it'll come back to you. And so I've been casting bread for 20 or 25 years, Jaden. So every day I'm in a spirit of expectation.
That's beautiful. And we have Vonda, our beautiful listener in the chat room, saying that, you know, that's her first, middle, and last name. She just gives more and more. And that really is the secret, isn't it, to manifesting whatever you desire. If you, like you said, if you want love, give more smiles, you know, put that love out there first. And I tell people, give what you want. If you want money, give money. If you want, you know, helpful people, become helpful to other people. It's like whatever you're desiring to attract, give that first. And it's one of the laws, isn't it?
It is. And I'm going to say, for me, sometimes it seemed like years when things did not happen, and I realized it was my own ignorance at the time, Jane. But for those of you who might be saying, well, I've been giving and nothing is happening, I would say really take a look at, you know, your self-worth. Do you believe that when you give that it will be given back to you? And believe, not that your motive is to receive that, but believe, because that you have given, and it is a universal law, like me, every day, expect surprises, expect for something great to happen to you today, and just begin to walk in that kind of belief and see your life radically changed.
Yes, I like that. And I also like, I had Sonia Choquette on my show a few weeks ago, and she said something really profound. She said that to give with the idea of giving just to give rather than with an agenda.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, because we oftentimes, you know, we'll give and we'll expect something back from the source that we gave to, and that's not how the universe works. If we give, we put the energy out, but we just allow for the universe to bring back to us from all different sources, right? Like oftentimes we pigeonhole ourselves into thinking that it has to come from the source that we gave to, and that's not at all the case. It can come in so many different directions, and that's what you do so beautifully. You allow for that energy to come back to you, and like you say, with expectation. So I really like that. That's a good reminder to me and to our listeners.
Absolutely, and you're so right. I never, if I give to you, I don't look to you. I look to God as my source. And people are just channels in your life, but God is your source. And it's so interesting, and it's so wonderful, and it's miraculous, the universal surprises that God will bring to you. So if I give, I never look to that person, never look to that organization, and it is remarkable and exciting how God just brings to you surprises every day. Every day I wake up and I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm expecting the miraculous today. And it may be something as small as sunlight glimmering through my bedroom window, and I might see a little red bird that flies by. I think sometimes we miss the supernatural because we're looking for the supernatural. But the miraculous can be just those little small gifts and miracles that God sends our way every day. And Jane, one other thing, and I know we're almost out of time, is that I would say another one of my secrets was I am always grateful. I'm grateful for every little thing, for the sunshine, for my dog being quiet during this interview, for when I didn't have anything, I was grateful for what I knew was coming. I gave God thanksgiving and praise even before I saw what was coming in my life.
You know, that is a powerful, powerful thing that you did, because and that's one of the most difficult things people have to do in their life is to understand the importance of being grateful for that which has not yet shown up. But it's just incredible how that manifests miracles.
It does. It's a powerful gratitude, and thanksgiving is a powerful force. It's a life changing force. So that means, Jaden, when I didn't have any money to pay my electric bill, I was saying, God, I thank you for wealth. I thank you for abundance. I thank you for open doors. Did I feel it? No. Some days I felt like crying. But I refused to allow my emotions to really just control me like it had been for years. I had to make a decision. Are you going to be pitiful or powerful? But my vision became so strong, because I've been pitiful most of my life, Jaden, and that didn't reap me anything. Yes, it did. It reaped me more being pitiful and the vibrations
exactly.
of being pitiful. But when I was thanking God in advance, thank you for, there'll be a day when I'll have so much money in all of my checking accounts. Now that's the truth, but when I didn't have anything, and I'm just saying to the listeners, wherever you are, begin to be grateful. Look around your house. Do you have a car? Do you have a shelter? Do you have a bed to sleep in? Do you have clean water? Do you know that so many people globally don't even have clean water? Be grateful for what you have, and be grateful for what you desire before it comes, and you will see miracles happen in your life.
Oh, Constance, what a beautiful thought to end on. Thank you for sharing your gifts with us and the message. Thank you, thank you. I'm so grateful. And please tell our listeners where they can find you and find out more about your work.
You can go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and there you will see my products. I have my books that you can download. I have some MP3 affirmations, and, of course, LOARadionetwork.com. And just click on my beautiful picture, and you can listen to all of my archives. I'm on iTunes and would love to hear from you. My email is constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Wonderful. Well, there you have it, listeners. She is such a gift and helps people make tremendous change in their lives, lasting change. And Constance, keep up the great work. Thank you so much for being a guest on my show. My pleasure. Have a great day. Wow. So, Constance, I love that, from pitiful to powerful. And I really like that she said she had to make a choice in life. Was she going to continue to be pitiful, or was she going to step into her power? And clearly she has stepped in. She is very humble and modest. She didn't, you know, share half of her accomplishments and what she's been able to do and help hundreds of thousands of people through her coaching. And so I'm very grateful to have her on the show. And so let me continue. Last week, let me shift gears here a little bit. I shared with you a bonus, and that was to work in what I referred to as power segments. And what power segments are, they are uninterrupted blocks of time, and they give you the ability to focus your energy on one task. In fact, multitasking is out and focused tasking is in. So people, hear me when I say this. Stop multitasking. It's crazy making. You're less effective than you would be if you just focused all your energy on one task at a time. Now, this is going to require a lot of discipline. Because as you work in power segments, which again are uninterrupted chunks of time, and they range from 15 to 90 minutes depending on your task, so you'll have to turn off your phones, you have to turn off your computer browsers, stop checking your emails, stop surfing the web, stop Facebooking, but get to work. So for each power segment you do, so it can be anywhere from 15 to 90 minutes, depending on your schedule and what you want to accomplish, give yourself a break. So for each power segment, take one mini break. And again, these are mini breaks. So what you'll do during your mini break is do those things like check emails, return phone calls, Facebook, whatever you want, but make those activities treats, okay? Make them a treat rather than those activities eating up your entire day. Okay, so again, that finishes up that bonus segment, which was working in power segments. You decide 15 to 90 minutes, however long you can make it in your schedule. I recommend working in two power segments in the morning when you're most productive, maybe three. Some people might be able to get three in there. And then do two more in the either afternoon or whatever hours of the time are less productive for you. So after you're a bit tired, you know, consider working just two more power segments. You will be amazed what you accomplish when you set your schedule up for this. So the next tip for today on the Soul to Profit tip is to turn your thinking upside down. Which means if you originally thought a task was going to take you 60 minutes, I'd like you to allocate 15 minutes for that task. So I want you to literally turn your thinking upside down, give yourself way less time than you think you need to accomplish a task, because that will allow you to do two things. Number one, it's going to allow you to do what I call juice the experience. That means you're going to get the most out of those 15 minutes than you would if you allowed for more time. And secondly, it's going to allow you to really extrapolate and hone in on the important aspects of your task. Okay, so allow for way less time than you thought a task would normally take. That's turning your thinking upside down. Next week, I have a fantastic guest for you. Her name's Heather Wagenhall. She is the founder of Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's really fun, and hopefully in between laughing together, we'll share more steps to help you unlock your wealth and live your purpose. Thanks for tuning in. Please connect with me on Facebook at Jaden Sterling's Wealth and Wisdom page, and sign up for my free ebook, How to Monetize Your Purpose. You can get that at www.jadensterling.com. Remember, take steps each day to fill your soul and your wallet. Have a great week.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.